VOA News.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea carried out what it said is the demolition of its nuclear test site Thursday, setting off a series of explosions over several hours in the presence of foreign journalists. VOA's Luis Ramirez has details.
The explosions at the nuclear test site deep in the mountains of the north's sparsely populated northeast were centered on three tunnels into the underground site and a number of observation towers in the surrounding area. The planned closing was previously announced by leader Kim Jong-un ahead of his planned summit with U.S. President Donald Trump next month. The North's decision to close the Punggye-ri nuclear test site has generally been seen as a welcome gesture by Kim to set a positive tone ahead of the summit. However, it is not an irreversible move and would need to be followed by many more significant measures to meet Trump's demands for real denuclearization. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
President Trump continues trying to discredit the special counsel's Russia probe as two GOP lawmakers receive an unusual briefing Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a rare decision, the White House arranged for House Oversight Committee Chair Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes, who heads the House Intelligence Committee, to get access to classified Justice Department documents. The president and his GOP backers are demanding information about an outside informant they say spied on the Trump campaign.
When they look at the documents, I think people are going to see a lot of bad things happen.
The president says the one thing he's demanding is full transparency from all involved. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An international team of investigators say it has identified the Russian military brigade responsible for launching a missile that brought down a Malaysia Airlines passenger jet in 2014. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says he wants to see a radical change in the way U.S. aids to those countries deemed not sufficiently assisting the United States and stemming the tide of violent illegal immigration or immigrants heading here. Trump did not specify any countries, but his comments came during an event Wednesday inside a Homeland Security Center on New York's Long Island. Much of the conversation among the president and others, including a family of members of victims of gang violence at the roundtable event, focused on MS-13. That's a criminal gang that originated in Los Angeles and has spread to much of North and South America. It draws many of its members from El Salvador. The acting director of the U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement, Thomas Homan, asserted that MS-13 followers are even worse than animals.
I know you've been taking a hit on your comments about animals and MS-13, but I think you're being kind. Animals kill for survival. MS-13 kills for sport. They kill to terrorize, and there's a big difference there.
And the president made similar comment last week about violently criminal immigrants. North Korea is saying that it will consider a summit with President Donald Trump if the U.S. continues with what it calls evil acts, but it may back off. AP's Mike Grazzi reports.
Recent remarks by Vice President Mike Pence comparing North Korea to Libya are drawing the ire of a top North Korean official. Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs Cho Sun-hui is quoted by the North state-run news agency as saying Pence's comments to Fox News were stupid and ignorant. She says Pence's comments raise questions about whether a summit with President Donald Trump would be worthwhile. The summit between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is planned for June 12th in Singapore. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Congress has passed a bill expanding the availability of private health care to veterans who need an alternative to the VA health system. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Against a backdrop of negotiations stalling out over rewriting the North American Free Trade Agreement, President Trump stated core industries such as automobiles and automotive parts are critical to the nation's strength. That would allow him to slap tariffs on imports as high as 25% as a matter of national security under the Trade Expansion Act, just as he did with steel and aluminum imports. Talks hit a roadblock with Mexico and Canada over car and truck production. Insiders say by initiating a trade investigation, the president could be looking for leverage. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
China's defense ministry says that a U.S. decision to disinvite China from a major international maritime exercise is unconstructive. The ministry statement said despite that decision, China will continue playing a role in maintaining peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.